We're checking in with our friends from Visit York County. They're letting us know what's going on this weekend and beyond. We have Michelle Manning Osborne. Manning Osborne. That's right. Sorry.
You're close. No, you're on it.
The right words in the wrong order.
Yeah, it's
but
fine.
I got Michelle right.
Yes.
And then we've got Andy Clinton, who is CEO. And what's the other title you have?
President CEO.
Yeah,
you know.
I introduced you all as friends, but clearly we're not as close as I thought.
And Michelle is Director of Marketing.
That's correct.
Got Perfect. It. Well, welcome to you both.
Thank you.
All right. We're here to see what's going on during the month of May, as well as we head into the first weeks of June. So I'll let you take it away. What do we need to have on our to-do list?
That's right. You want me to start off? I'll kick us off.
Sure.
So I'm actually going to skip ahead into June, and we might come back into May as far as some other events. And it's really, it's a fun time in York County right now, as far as the weather's getting nice. Almost pool weather, almost lake weather. We're getting close. But the Ag and Art Tour, which I believe you guys are familiar with that, we actually started that in York County in 2012. So we founded that this initiative, and really excited for that to happen. It's the kickoff dinner, which that's a ticketed event, is June 1st. I want to say that's from 5 to 8 in downtown Rock Hill. But the actual Ag and Art Tour is June 7th and 8th. Mm. And it's just, you know, we went out last year with the family. It's really a good time and experience the farms. We have a great time out there. We actually, this past weekend, we went to Black's Peaches. I highly recommend that. Beth White is, she's the best. I tell you, she's phenomenal. But all of our farms are great. So it's a great experience. There's the ag part and the art part, so you'll have artisans out there as well. But the farms, they kind of have different crafts and different events and things going on. So it's really a fun time.
It's a self-guided tour, right? So you can do as much or as little as you want, with the goal, hopefully, to expose residents to farms that they might not realize are in operation here in York County. And then they partner with artisans so they can share their craft as well. And it's a great partnership. And again, it started, as you mentioned, Andy, here in York County, and has ballooned throughout the state. I think half of the state's 46 counties now have some sort of Ag and Art Tour, usually in the spring before it gets too hot. So spring, early summer. But it has been a very successful program throughout the state of South Carolina. And agriculture, farming, it's a big part of our industry here in our great state of South Carolina. So it's great to highlight that.
And then, of course, you don't want to forget the art piece of that as well. So a lot of times when you go to these tours, mm-hmm. you'll hear from local musicians or groups. And so it's a great way to highlight both the ag and the art.
They're local, so it's good to support them. And if you want more information, I'm going to already plug our plug our website, plug our social media channels. We actually partnered with Caroline Lewis with the Farmers Feed. She's local, and she has a passion for promoting farms and agritourism. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of great content on Facebook, on Instagram. She just did a blog that's on our website. So if you want details on how to accomplish the Ag and Art Tour, we can do that for you.
Okay, perfect. So that's in June. Mm-hmm. It's the York County Ag and Art Tour. Do we have anything else in June that we need to put on our calendar? Because June will sneak up on us pretty quickly.
I think Michelle's going to take you guys back to May.
Okay.
I am.
Yep.
So rodeos.
Okay.
Yeehaw. Very, very popular in York County. So I believe it was last weekend or the weekend before that.
When I say it's maybe 2 weekends ago.
2 weekends ago, we had Buck and Kay Ranch. They had their rodeo, and they had 4,000 attendees over that weekend. And 36% of those were from outside of York County, which is huge. But looking forward, next weekend, the 23rd and the 24th, we have Black Hawk Ranch Rodeo. So that one is in just outside of the city limits of Rock Hill. And they are going to have a lot of stuff for the kids. They're going to have face painting, balloons, food, all the rodeo things. Bulls. So horses.
So the rodeo, these are traveling, right? These are traveling, I guess, performers or
these
cowboys.
These are local rodeos.
Really?
And then I think that the cowboys are traveling, but the farms are
local.
Local farm owners, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, you know, why we're here, why we're talking about it, and why we're getting more ingrained into rodeos, I mean, we saw our website traffic. We see which pages get clicked on, which events get clicked on. Rodeos are very popular. It is one of our most popular pages on our website. So we need to
embrace it.
Embrace it 100%. I mean, I think we're probably going to be going out there in a couple
My
weeks and experience it.
My kids are very excited to go to the road.
What is the fascination there? Because that is an interesting look into all that we have to offer. And you're hearing that rodeos seem to be what the community is wanting. What are you finding? What's the attraction there for a lot of our residents?
Honestly, the main way that rodeos get their message out there that they're having one are those road signs, like the yard signs. You see them all over. Right, York County. And I think that when people see them, you know, they go to their phones and they search it and boom.
And I also think it's kind of a generational thing that's kind of coming back around. You know, we're hearing a lot about 4-H and, you know, they're doing more with the teenagers' extracurricular being more farm oriented. And I think we're just kind of going back to that. And I think that's where some of the fascination is.
I think you're
My
exactly
sweet
right.
mate in college at Winthrop was from the upper part of the state, and her high school actually had a rodeo team. So I think that this is something that's been around for a while, maybe not so much for this area, but I do think our area is putting a lot of focus in 4-H and agriculture at a younger age to try to rebuild, you know, those farmers. A lot of our farmers are getting up in age, and if we don't pass that down to our kids and our grandkids,
right,
what's going to happen to the farm? So I think there is some correlation there. I think it's pretty cool.
So wear your cowboy hat and your chaps and head on out to the rodeo.
That's it. That is it.
If they need a clown for the bull, I'll sign up for that one, I guess. I like that. All right, what else in May?
It's really, like I said, this is where a lot of, and especially on the sports event side, and I won't dive into, I know the community's probably more engaged as far as live music and things like that, but, you know, I just got an email this morning that for Memorial Day weekend, there's a basketball event that has 200 teams. So we are continuing to ramp up the youth sports and, you know, so a lot going on, primarily on that basketball side, but also softball as well. Other events going on. But yeah, no, I mean, I would say, you know, just definitely keep an eye out on our website, on our blogs, on our social media pages. We're putting out a lot of great content. We just had a blog for 10 items under $10. And we've done that before, right? But it's great to kind of just different blogs like that where what to do out on the lake. We've revamped our Lake Wylie page recently. Because once again, we're seeing from the analytics, a lot of people are jumping on our Lake Wylie page, and we need to make sure that, you know, Ebenezer Park's on there and what all they have to offer, you know, that they're opening up. Is that this weekend, I believe?
I think they already opened, but I think it's the camping. Camping reservations either are about to open or they have just opened.
But regardless, phenomenal park and opportunity to... you know, get on Lake Wylie, but, you know, boat rentals and paddle boarding and Papa Docks and fishing, you know, there's a lot to do on our lake. So definitely want to promote that and Carowinds and the Greenway and lots going on. So
don't forget Father's Day is right around the corner. And I know you put together a blog there about how to help celebrate that special gentleman in your life. And that's always helpful when people are like, what else can I do? I've been there, done that. You might see something new there. So check them out online. Also sign up for the Yoko Buzz. It will give you a rundown of all the events happening this weekend and beyond. Michelle and Andy, they're from Visit York County. Check them out when you can.